Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of mine. Today, we are going to highlight some of the great content creators out there who support the Kansas City Chiefs. My guy, Cole DeRoos, he is with How About Those Chiefs. Check out his YouTube channel. Cole, how you doing today, my man?
Carrington, what's up, bro?
Doing fantastic, man. Cole, are you a subscriber to YouTube TV?
Yeah, I've been hearing you talk, and it's unfortunate because I tried to watch Monday Night Football last week, and I did not know what to do. I ended up watching it on NFL Plus on my phone because you can only watch NFL Plus on your phone or tablet and watch a game live. So that's how I watched Monday Night Football last week.
So a lot of things I want to get your opinion on. Let's just start with this. I made this list. I think these are the five best teams in the National Football League as we currently sit: New England, Indianapolis, Philadelphia, Seattle, and the Rams. Do you agree, disagree? Is there a team outside of my top five that you would put into your top five?
Say one more time.
The Patriots, Colts, Eagles, Seahawks, and Rams.
Nah, I mean, I'm pretty much right there with you. It's a very weird year. I think heading into the year, we would not have said, yeah, the Colts are going to be a top five team. I think we were optimistic about Darnold, but based on how he was at the end of last year, we didn't know that the Seahawks would be what they are now, and I'm happy for him and his resurgence. But yeah, I don't think we would have also had the Chiefs out of the top five right now either. So it's a very weird season, to say the least.
So I've been asking people this question. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. If you had to set a number between 1 and 10 on the Chiefs winning their division. So 10 is, I am incredibly worried about it. No chance they win their division. 1, you're not worried at all. Where would you kind of set your panic meter? What level are you at right now with the Chiefs heading into this matchup against the Broncos?
Yeah. You should ask me next week, because I think that's going to flip it one way or another. I'm at like a 4. I'm optimistic, but you have to beat the Broncos or your chances are very slim that you're going to win the division for the first time since 2015.
Yeah, I'm looking at this, Cole, as just the Chiefs just always seem to win this kind of game. Like, if you go back to their track record, I don't know if you can find a game in Mahomes' career over the last 8 seasons in which they had their backs up against the wall in the division and the Chiefs didn't win. I know it was a little bit later in the season, but this feels like this game that they went on the road against the Chargers where Kelce had the walk-off touchdown. That's probably the last time that you were even remotely worried about them not winning the AFC West.
Yeah, and they're coming off the bye, which is helpful. I know the Broncos are kind of coming off a mini bye, weird game there against the Raiders. You have to win this game, and I mean, that D-line is the real deal, so Josh Simmons will be a big question or a big piece of that if he can play. I hope he can, and then Juwan Taylor with the ankle. I think if you protect Patrick Mahomes in the trenches, he's just shown you time and time again, he can pretty much do whatever if the line holds up and you're coming off of a discouraging loss to the Bills where he was pressured quite a bit. I know a lot of those came after 2.5 seconds, but still, you had Trey Smith not completely healthy with the back. Juwan Taylor left at the end of the third quarter. Simmons wasn't there. You had Jalen Moore. And I think Kingsley even got banged up a little bit. He came back in after just missing out a play. But yeah, the trenches, that's the key for me in this one.
Right now, we're talking to Cole DeRoos. He is with How About Those Chiefs. Cole, I said a couple of things that I want to see the Chiefs after the bye week do is I want to see them go back to getting Tyquan Thornton involved in the offense. He just hasn't been involved in the offense the last handful of weeks. I also want to see them expand Breshard Smith's role. I know what Pacheco is in this offense. I know what Kareem Hunt is in this offense. I don't think we know what Rashard Smith is. And if they want to try to get more out of the run game, they got to try to get more out of him.
No, I agree with you. Thornton is interesting because he kind of – Mahomes was kind of forced to look his way a lot. And it was wildly impressive. He was a camp standout, but impressed even more on the field because what Patriots fans told you about Thornton is, oh, he's going to disappoint you in actual games. But he kind of did the opposite. He was phased out once you had Worthy and Rice back. And I kind of agree with you. I think Thornton has shown he's a legitimate deep threat and – should be on the field a little bit more. I think his snaps went up last week a little bit too, so I don't know if some of that's just scheme dependent on how these defenses are playing, but agree with you there. And then Rashard Smith, if you're not going to play Elijah Mitchell, we're not sure if Pacheco is going to be healthy or not. Why not give the guy with the most burst and juice in the room a little bit more opportunities? I understand he has 1 year of experience under his belt in college as a running back, but that guy has the most juice and it's not even close. So, yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I hope we can and hope we do see more from Rashard Smith and Thornton as well.
Last thing here, if I gave you Drake May or the field to win NFL MVP, which side are you taking, Drake May or the field?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's on an MVP trajectory. I think if he keeps the pace going, he's got a legitimate case for it. I know I'm not answering your question directly, but it's not even because I have some weird disdain for the Patriots for them scarring me my entire childhood or anything like that. But if he keeps playing at the level he's playing, it's going to be hard to deny him the MVP.
Yeah, I just feel like this is what the league does. Like, he's having a really good season. He's in his second year. If they end up winning that division, he puts up decent numbers. I just feel like there's going to be a push to give him the award.
Yeah, and yeah, I get what you're saying too, because like Josh Allen, you could have maybe made the case that Lamar Jackson – could have had the MVP last year, but yeah, you're right. There's optics involved with the MVP. And even if the Chiefs went on a huge run here and Mahomes went crazy, if Drake May keeps playing at a high level, I mean, Mahomes has already had a couple of those. So yeah, it's very, very well could be the case there with Drake May and the Patriots. And unfortunate that it seems like they have another franchise quarterback after just a few years of what they did with Brady being away.
That is Cole DeRoos for How About Those Chiefs joining us on the show today. Be sure to check him out on YouTube. He is an incredible content creator. Cole, man, I appreciate you.
Hey, man, ever since I was years back just starting my channel, you've always been grateful and jumped on the channel and talked Chiefs with me. So, man, I appreciate you, and I'm honored to be on here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.